good news for the residents, it's good news for the authority, and we're bucking the national trend. It goes to show that the efforts we make, the word's getting out there, and people are avoiding Harbour District when they decide to fly tip. So I think the tip-off campaign is very popular. People know about it. We've got to give credit to our residents who literally are the eyes and ears out there on the district. They're the ones who spot these fly tips, and they report them. We'll clear them up. And then obviously our environmental crime team will investigate every fly tip down to the nth degree to ascertain any kind of leads that we can get to find either the person that's tipped it or in some occasions the household from which it's come, where people just still don't seem to get the message. Please, please check that the person who's you're asking to take your waste away has got a waste carrier's license and is licensed to do so. Otherwise, you could end up with a knock on the door from one of our team and a fixed penalty ticket that will cost you hundreds of pounds. We won't stand by and let people blight the Harbour District. You know, we like to say green and clean, and that's what we're aiming to keep it to be. And we will continue to rigidly enforce where we find evidence to pursue offenders. But the main aim is education and reduction. We'd rather it reduced than we end up prosecuting people. We really would. So we just ask people to be careful who they use to take away their waste. And that way it'll reduce these hideous piles of rubbish that appear on our nice green lanes and the sides of our roads around the district.